This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Hello, welcome to Free FM 89.0 on iDad Full Time Full On. My name is Islay and this is my dad.
Hi Islay, how you doing?
I'm good.
Just
today we're going to talk about Port Waikato, butterfly, face paint, Amazing Race, and Aquila, and the Moelele's new podcast.
Right, Paul Moelele, yes. And butterflies, what's anything particular about butterflies?
I just said face paint.
Oh, the face paint. Yes, you did indeed, didn't you? And did you say Aquila? Which way? Anything particular in the Aquila?
Brain feeders.
The brain feeders. Any particular edition?
March 2022.
And what was that one about?
Mysterious Mass.
Mysterious Mass. We got some brain feeders from March 22. Looking back a bit, that was halfway through COVID, I think, was it? I think we were stuck in COVID then, so we had lots of time to read. And how are you today, Isley?
Good.
Yeah, how was school?
Good.
Yeah?
I'm excited for tomorrow.
And you're excited for tomorrow? Want to tell us why you're excited for tomorrow?
Because it's the Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. And do we hear more about the Amazing Race after the break?
If you want to.
Oh, I think I would really like to know more about the Amazing Race. Tell me. Okay, so we're going to go for our first track.
Yeah.
And then after the break, we're going to come back with the Amazing Race and Port Waikato.
Yeah, I got Google to select a random song.
A random song. A random, any particular song or random New Zealand song?
Oh, yeah, New Zealand
song. A random New Zealand song. Okay, right. Would you let Google go ahead and play it? Okay.
Three, two, one.
Yeah. I was raised in a small town kind of place. Where it is what it is and you don't complain. Where people didn't know how to listen if you asked them. It starts to make you think what doesn't matter. Cause there'll always be minds that you never change. So listen to your wild dreams. The ones that make you crazy. They're telling you the right things. Why we gotta think so small? When we can be bigger, bigger than this. Listen to that good song beating in your chest. Don't be scared or stray too far from the river. You can be bigger, we can be bigger, bigger. I was told I was wrong and I couldn't fly. Yeah. I knew that it was more than just a feeling. I knew my life had so much more meaning. Damn, it feels so good on the other side. The other side. When you can be bigger, bigger than this. Listen to that good song beating in your chest. Don't be scared to stray too far from the river. You can be bigger, you can be bigger, bigger. Make you crazy. They're telling you the right things. Why we gotta think so small? When we can be bigger, yeah, yeah. Oh, bigger.
back on.
That was Bigger by Stan Walker.
Right. And how did you select that one, Esley?
Google.
You asked Google for a random New Zealand one, Stan Walker. It was Bigger. Right. Thanks very much. Now, Esley, we spent the weekend at Port Waikato.
Yeah.
Want to tell us a little bit about that?
On Saturday, we went to Port Waikato, and it was this nice holiday park in Port Waikato, and we went to the beach, and it was very nice. We didn't go for a swim, but we got our ankles wet.
We did indeed get our... I got my knees wet as well, as far as that.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, my pants got wet.
Yep. Maybe because you put wet on your pants.
Oh, because I know, right, yes. And why didn't we go for a swim?
Because it was too cold. And Mum was like, if you go, we're going to get sick and you're not going to go to school tomorrow. She was like, do you want to go to school tomorrow? And I was like, no. And then she was like, yes, go to school tomorrow and learn.
It was very cold. It was very cold. This was about 7 o'clock in the evening. We were down at the beach. Look, it's a fantastic beach. It's, you know, it just goes for a long way, and it's clean. The sand, it's just sand.
And it's like the beaches that you see on Pinterest.
On where? On
Pinterest.
Pinterest. Pinterest?
Do you know Pinterest?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just clean, isn't it? Very, very clean.
You know those fancy beach photos?
That's right, yes. It's just, and it's very wide, enormous amount. You could, plenty of spaces to play games and whatever.
I think it's called Sunset Beach.
It is called Sunset Beach because from there is a beautiful... There is a vantage point where you can see the suns. And when the sun goes down over the Waikato, it's absolutely beautiful.
And we met this other Tongan family.
Yes, yep.
They were having a run around with their kids.
Yes, they were.
And so Port Waikato, is that where the Waikato River ends? And yes, it goes out to the rest of the world?
That it is. It does indeed, yes. That's the end of the Waikato River. And it goes into... And it sort of like pretty well spreads out. It's not just, you know, when you see the Waikato River, it's just all, you know, it's got the banks and it's quite wide in places. But right there, it really spreads out. And it's what they call like an estuary. Lots of little streams going into the sea. Yeah, quite remarkable. The beach is suffering from erosion. And it's probably about 15 years since I've been there, and it's changed a lot.
Do they have a nice sunrise in the morning?
It's hard to see the sunrise because it doesn't come up over the sea. It comes over the hills. And, of course, you can't see through all the beaches, all the hills and stuff.
While we were there,
yep, yes.
Dad, it was Saturday, we weren't doing much, and Dad was like, Mum was asleep, and he was like, we should go for a walk. I was like, no, thank you. And then he was like, come on, it'll just be 2 minutes and back. I was like, and then when will we get back? Just like, the maximum is four minutes.
Right, yes.
We came back with ice blocks.
I managed to persuade you without telling you that it was ice block at the end of it.
Yeah, it was Saturday morning.
Yep.
Speaking of morning. Amazing race.
The amazing race. That's not Saturday morning, is it?
We have to get to school by 8:15.
That's tomorrow morning. 8:15. Do you really think we're going to manage that?
No.
Well, what happens if we don't?
Too bad.
I think...
I'm going to try, but we have to take the car in for a warranty
in the morning, yeah.
That means that we're going to have to try fit our time into a small slot.
Yes, I think we'll probably have to have an early breakfast around about 7 o'clock in the morning, do you think? I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, because then we need to take the car in, drop the car off to David Watts and then pick it up. Pick up
Can you at least wake me up at 6:30?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so we've got to get to school tomorrow for the amazing race. What's the amazing race?
Oh, it's so exciting.
Go on then. Go on, tell us about
you. So there was 8 people nominated to go, and it's me and a few of my friends.
Yes.
From each house. There's a year 5 and 6 team and a year 7 and 8 team.
Yes.
And basically it's like at the Hamilton Gardens, and you do a bunch of like obstacle courses and races and clues all around Hamilton Gardens, and that's big.
And that's, pardon?
Very big, Hamilton
Gardens. Hamilton Gardens is this? It is except brilliantly thought out
and developed attraction.
Tourist attraction. It is,
and they have this really big white door that's like Alice in Wonderland.
A little white door.
Yeah.
It's a big white door.
It's really big.
Is that down by the playground?
No.
No?
It's like a really big door.
Ah, the big door. Oh, yes, the big white door into all the garden, into all the gardens. Is that right? No?
I do not know what this man is talking about.
No, big white door. I don't remember.
Oh, anyway.
Yes, okay, go on.
Okay. Yeah. And the teacher was like, make sure, and then she was, and she said not to wear Crocs, and she said to wear running shoes because you're going to have to run fast.
Right.
And if I knew that you had to run fast, I would not sign up for that.
Oh.
I re-sign.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
But because when she said about it, I was like, no, because I thought there was a running race. But she was like, oh, no, it's obstacles and treasure hunt and stuff.
Obstacles and treasure. Oh, and treasure hunts as well. Amazing race. And so there's 8 people from Kawakawa, yes.
My class, and 8 people from year 7 and 8.
Year 7 and 8. And I must, is there other schools involved as well? There must be, perhaps.
I don't know, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Well, duh. Or else there'd just be 16 people.
Yeah, I think, yeah, probably, I would imagine there'd be some more schools involved. Because who's organising it? Can you remember?
Sport
Waikato?
That rhymes with Port Waikato.
Port Waikato, yes, yes.
And when we wanted to change the subject from Port Waikato to Sport Waikato to the Amazing Race, we could have gone, speaking of Port Waikato,
right.
Sport Waikato.
Yes, we could indeed. But we did it anyway. You changed the subject anyway, didn't you? You went straight from Port Waikato to, because you were still talking about, go with them.
Speaking of the Amazing Race,
yes.
Should we go to our next break?
Do you want to go for another break? Are you set up? Have you asked Google for a random track? You ready?
It's on.
It's on. It sure is.
I can't hear it.
I recognise that song.
I can't hear it.
It's because your headphones are not on.
Can you take it off?
Taura tan kamu ki tohu kaipo, i tangatai koe, i harimai a koe. Kamu ki tohu kaipo, kamu ki tipo.
And that
Hello,
was...
Hello, welcome. That was... Don't Forget Your Roots by 660.
Don't Forget Your Roots by 660. Actually, I'm not really familiar. Go on.
My name is Islay and this is my dad, Frank.
Hi, everyone. 660. I've heard a lot about 660. They're really, really popular. They had big all over Australia, New Zealand. So that's Sammy's track. And how did you find that track? Was that a Google random one?
I know.
Pardon?
Yeah.
It was Don't Forget Your Roots. And what are they talking about?
Don't forget your family.
Right.
And if you become famous, maybe.
Yep.
Then, like, don't forget where you started or something.
That's really neat. That's a really neat message. That's
Or you become successful.
Yep. That's very
good. Don't forget what started you going.
That's a really good one. Yeah.
Don't forget what put you on the right track.
That's a really good. And that's what the song's about. Nice. Really neat. Good one. Okay, so what have we got now? Okay, is that very thoughtful?
Today we're going to talk about Butterfly at Port Waikato and my face paint.
Okay, go on, tell us about the butterfly, and that was the art festival, wasn't it, at Port Waikato?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about your butterfly.
I got face paint. It was like 1:30, but they closed at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
And it was like face paint, and there's only like 2 girls in front of me.
Yes.
Or 3.
Yeah.
So it was quite short, but I was the last one.
Yes.
And I got it, and it was very nice.
Yeah, that was
it. The lady was very nice.
She was very
good. She said I have beautiful skin.
Well, of course.
I think that's because I put ice on my face.
You put ice on your face? When did you put ice on your face?
In the morning.
Every morning?
No, in the morning.
Of that morning, on that Saturday, on that morning. So, yeah, we were at the, we had a wander around at Port Waikato. Doesn't seem to be quite so much of the arts and craft stuff as there was a while ago, you know, the last time I was there.
It was more just like that people made.
Yes.
Because wasn't there like a workshop or something?
Yes, I think there was a bit of a workshop there and there were some plants.
But now they just sell a bunch of...
Pardon?
Now they just sell a bunch of like... Things like scarves and homemade things.
Yeah, homemade. And I suppose that's what they talk about with arts and crafts, aren't they, really?
And they had white bait.
Yes, there was white. Yes, and we didn't have And this lady, and
Let's not get into that argument.
No. No, and this lady, and we didn't even ask her name. But she does face painting for parties, doesn't she?
Her name's Face Painting Lady.
She's a face painting lady. And she was just spent the morning there, and she was just doing this voluntarily, wasn't she? She was doing it for nothing, face painting. And it's not unusual, of course, for things like Children's Day and some of the events to have free pace for face painting, but I really didn't expect it there because she was doing a very, very good job, wasn't she?
One of the only reasons why I like to get my face paint done, like ever since I was a child, or not a child, I still am, ever since I was like a toddler or a baby.
Yes.
Basically, one of the only reasons why I like to get face paint is because it feels relaxing on you when she paints on your face.
Oh, right. Okay. And she was very, very good. And she was using very good quality paints, wasn't she?
Not $2 shop glitter.
Certainly not.
I think I accidentally ate the glitter.
Pardon?
I think I accidentally ate the glitter.
Oh, really?
But she put it on my lips, so what to expect?
Okay. It's hard not to lick your lips, isn't it? Hard not to lick, especially. You ever tried to not lick your lips when you're having like a sugary donut or something? Don't lick, you know.
Or chips.
Chips, yeah, with the salty stuff on. And when I was younger, we used to have competitions between us, about 4 or 5 of us, all my friends in there.
Yeah.
And the competition was the first person that licked their lips with eating the donuts had to pay for them all.
How would you do that when you guys were younger, like kids?
Well, you know, when I was a teenager.
Oh, I thought
No, when we were teenagers, we had a little bit of money, just a little bit. And
Enough to buy donuts.
Enough to buy donuts, and we have to pay for everybody else. The first person that licked your lips had to pay for everybody else's. Yeah. Yeah, so that was Port Waikato, and this has got to be your Instagram, isn't it? Instagram this week is going to be your butterfly. She did it very, very well, obviously a professional, and thank you very much indeed for, and I can't remember her name, it was a face paint lady, that's it, isn't it? That's her name. I think, have I got the name of her, like she does it for parties and that.
It's Paint a Face. Something.
Yeah, Paint Face.
New Zealand or something?
Yeah, Paint, yes. Paint Face Paint New Zealand? Face Paint NZ?
I think it's Paint a Face.
Paint a Face NZ is the Instagram. Oh, right, so that's, one, now what else? So we went and we got our knees, I got my knees wet, definitely did, in the water. And
yeah, right, more like ankles wet.
And you had the face paint. What else did we do at Port Waikato?
We, they had 4 bunk beds.
In yeah, cabin in the.
And I slept at the top. The bunk beds were very good.
They were, weren't they? Aren't they very safe? Very safe indeed.
They were very structure, like they were very. What is it? What's the word?
They were really very firm, very solid, yeah. And they were screwed to the walls.
But
actually,
not too hard that you might hit you.
No. No, the whole structure was screwed and bolted to the walls.
It was easy to jump up and down. Yeah. I mean, to go up and down.
Yeah.
Well, I just jumped off, but
yeah, because it went that high.
Usually, most of the ones we go to don't have that thing.
The ladder.
The bar.
Oh right, yes. So it had a bar that we kept you safe.
I remember I used to have a bunk bed.
Yes, we had a bunk bed.
But then you guys took it away without even asking me.
It was taking up too much room.
Well, you guys didn't even ask me.
Didn't we?
No, oh. You were like, okay. Like one day I was just chilling on my bed at the top and you're like, okay, we're giving this to your niece.
Oh, yes, we gave it to Shelley, didn't we?
Yeah, you were just like, okay, we're going to give it to your niece.
Oh, dear. And we didn't do the consultation.
No.
Oh, dear. Is that going to scar you forever? In your memory? Oh dear, right, what have we got? Okay, moving on from the bunk bed that disappeared, that was given away without consultation. What's our next one, Esley?
How would you feel if I took your bed from you without asking?
Not
and
impressed.
You had to sleep on the couch?
Did you have to sleep on the couch afterwards? No. Okay, moving on. What are we on to next, Leslie?
Chorus.
Chorus. That was brilliant. Tell us about Chorus.
You can tell them.
Chorus. Okay, last week at Toritu School, there was an evening of about 10.
Yeah.
10, yes. 10 young people who did a performance. And it was singing, and you know, some of them had very good dance routine or a routine with their song.
I felt bad for this one because there was 3 of them, and it was like a gymnastics one.
Yes.
And they were, but 2 of them were doing cartwheels, but the 3rd one didn't know how to do a cartwheel,
right.
So she just had to stand there.
Yes, she did some sort of like the splits and roll over, didn't she? I think, but she didn't do the cartwheels. Yeah, look, the talent and the confidence of the young people and the selection of some of the songs was, I found, quite remarkable. There was two boys, were they from year 7 and 8? 5 and
3 6? 3 boys.
3 boys. The ones that sang When I Was 7?
Oh, yeah. Soon I'll be 7 years old.
Yeah. Were there three boys?
Yeah, it was like, so once I was 7 years old,
yeah.
My mama told me, go get yourself some friends or you'll be lonely.
Yeah, that was, and were they from 5 and 6 or 7 and 8?
7 and 8.
Yeah, 7 and 8. And quite remarkable for the young people, you know, ages 10, 11, 12, because that song went from being 7 years old through to being 60, didn't it? And with the grandchildren visiting, it was a very moving song, very moving song. Then there was the 6-year-old with...
I made you look.
Yes, confidence. A brilliant, wonderful, wonderful confidence. And who who selected the backgrounds? Would the people who were performing select the background?
I think they chose this.
The background to the music that they were singing.
I remember the horror to sing in year one or year two.
Right, yeah.
And I still remember that one.
Yeah, that was
it. And I think someone did 7 years old that time as well.
Did they? I don't remember that one.
And someone did Girl on Fire. This Girl is on Fire.
Yes. Yeah.
And she was a good singer.
Yeah. And this is something I'm very, very impressed with the way Horatu encourages people.
And my friend, Bashimi, she's like a year eight now.
Yes.
And her little brother, they did Shallow.
Shallow.
In the share hello. By Lady Gaga or something. I think it's her.
Oh, is that the one that when you were in year one or two? Yeah, some time ago. The Horatio School, very encouraging. And presumably other schools also have the same kind of technology.
Oh, and he dressed up as Bruno Mars.
Yes. Yeah. I say we're just about finishing our show. Do we
have... bye, guys.
Just, we were going to do some brain feeders from Aquila. I think we've got time for probably one or two. Why didn't Pythagoras eat beans? A, he thought the resultant farts took away parts of his soul. He preferred spaghetti hoops, or he said they just felt funny in his mouth.
We'll tell you next.
Are we going to tell people next week?
Yeah.
Yes. The question is, why didn't Pythagoras eat beans? That's just about our show for today. Thanks very much for being with us. We wandered around. It was a great weekend at Port Waikato. And looking forward to being back with you again next Saturday. Oh, and the amazing. We'll tell you all about the amazing race. At Hamilton Gardens, that's organised by Sport Waikato. Look forward to being back with you again next Saturday morning. Have fun. Enjoy your week.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
It takes time. Give them time. Being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices. Or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.